You know, after the tsunami December 26th and then what Hurricane Katrina did to New Orleans, I sometimes try to sit back and picture what it would have been like to be on Atlantis when whatever happened to them occurred. I think it was fast. And then, of course, thousands of years later, they got hit with more, and then the whole thing submerged. But I think, you know, just by watching the tsunami, watching Hurricane Katrina, we might have been witnesses to what happened to Atlantis.
That's exactly right, and that's why I wanted to come on and share this moment with you here, because it does give us this rare opportunity, a horrifying glimpse of what the awesome destruction of Atlantis must have looked like. And you know, again, we have this image that Atlantis disappeared in a single day and night, but then you have others that came along. For example, Francis Bacon says that no, it actually took almost 100 years for the demise of the civilization. And so, gosh, you know, take your pick. Would you rather go down in one night or a very slow cataclysm that takes many decades? And unfortunately, it looks like that's the direction we're headed in, unless we can take some steps to forestall that cataclysm.
You know, I'd want to go down in a slow way, and I'll tell you why, William. To me, there's always hope, and there's always this positiveness that you could surround yourself with, and that you can always fight. And if something happens so swiftly, you never had a chance, that would be disappointing. But if we have time to fight the ills that are out there, whatever they may be, that's the direction I'd like to go.
Well, I agree. In fact, that's the kind of the opportunity that we have here. This is, I believe, truly a golden moment for humanity, because we have a chance right now to make permanent a new state of consciousness that the alchemists called the Philosopher's Stone, that has other names. But what it starts with is a marriage of the opposites. And that's our problem. One of our main problems right now is the opposites in our world, the imbalance between rich and poor, especially. I mean, the UN used to give numbers a couple of years ago that over half the world's population doesn't have a toilet and is 2.5 days' walk from the nearest telephone.
You know what? We take these things for granted, don't we?
Absolutely. And that imbalance is what has to be healed. And in my view, the only way we heal that is we have to bring in a third higher force that balances the two. It's a new spiritual energy as well as a desire that has to come into this world. And, you know, I also believe we have the technology, George, because you have so many people talking about, well, you know, the Hurricane Katrina and perhaps even the tsunami is an example of a secret weather war.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we have the ability to control a hurricane, which is hundreds of times more powerful than a hydrogen bomb, then we are classified as what Michio Kaku would call a type 1 civilization. That means that we have the capability, the technology to solve all our problems. What we lack at present is the motivation to use this technology for peaceful purpose. And that's why I say we're on the verge of rediscovering the God's sacred science of uniting heaven and earth, because, again, a civilization that has tapped its resources but does not have the technology to control its planetary resources and still derives its energy from fossil fuels and coal is going nowhere. But a type 1 civilization that can control the energy resources of its planet and can control the weather, as is being proposed right now, can prevent earthquakes, can harvest the oceans, can explore its solar system, and is on the verge of becoming a civilization that we would call actually advanced.
I'm here, of course, in St. Louis. You are in Nashville, right?
Yes.
And then, of course, we've got this New Orleans connection. But you talk about some kind of prophecy that relates to these three cities.
Yes. In The Keys of Enoch, Dr. J.J. Hertog describes new cities of light that are going to emerge at the time of the millennium right now. And he calls this the anointing of the dove, or an area, a region called the dove, that is laid over the United States. The central axis of this complex goes right begins through the Yucatan, goes straight through New Orleans and straight up through St. Louis. You can virtually draw a line on Interstate 55,
mm-hmm.
and that becomes the central axis of this Dove region. And in the book, which is a prophecy given to him by Enoch, the biblical figure who ascended to the heavens in a whirlwind and walked with the gods, he claims that Nashville, Tennessee is going to be one of the primary repositories of light. Now, this is a place where we're going to see advanced knowledge emerge, perhaps even advanced knowledge that was one time prevalent within Atlantis or other high advanced civilizations. And lo and behold, what we have in St. Louis is Cahokia Mound,
yes.
which is a very special place. And here in Nashville, we've got a duplicate of the Parthenon from ancient Greece, and we've also got a 2,200-foot-long magician's rod that is laid out at the base of our state capitol.
They are still finding things at Cahokia Mounds right now that they never knew existed. Much more than, you know, originally they thought it was just a mound of, you know, Indian burial ground or a place of worship, and it was just all dirt, you know, piled high. Now they're beginning to see structures within it with the kind of machinery and technology that they have. I think if they ever really investigate it, William, they may find some secrets there.
Oh, I definitely think so, and I'm taking a cue on this from Thomas Jefferson, who was deeply interested in the mounds of ancient America. We call them mounds because you can't say the word pyramid in America, but that's what the Cahokia Mound is. It's a pyramid whose base is larger than the Great Pyramid of Giza. And so what we have here is an ancient civilization that inhabited these regions, Nashville, St. Louis, and even down into the Louisiana, New Orleans region. And it's the records are still there. The knowledge of those civilizations is still there. And I've been making a study of the symbols of what they call them, the Mississippian people, the Mississippian era. When we go into the Tennessee State Museum here in Nashville, they have examples of their plates, their pottery. Their symbols that we see on this pottery, it's all Anunnaki symbols. You can't tell the difference between the stuff that's on the plates here in Nashville and the stuff they're pulling out of the ground in Iraq.